Simen Shin Chav Gimel. Tif Ches Tes and Yud. Beis Hashem. The first halacha is Kreis Shasa Bayin Yehudi Motel Adichay Ledivri Hakol. Even though the wine which is inside the cup is aser out iser of wine of a guy, nevertheless its mutter is not considered a tikkun be'etzem to wash it out. The shayla is, at what point is something considered a tikkun? Are you allowed to do a hagala of a kli on Shabbos? You don't have a urn, so you have a pot of water bubbling away on your blech. Is there any problem taking kli which became treif and stick it in and b'machshir it, b'magal it to hagala on Shabbos? The truth is, it's before shalach with regard to yantif, that you're not allowed to do hagala on yantif, but over there the issue is boiling up the water for hagala. So even though you let it cook on yantif, you're not allowed to boil up water for hagala. However, Mishbur brings down that for many achrenim, that if it became treif on yantif and you have no, and the water is already put up from before yantif, then in achram you're not boiling water for this, then you would be allowed to do hagala on yantif. L'chora, accordingly, you should be allowed to do hagala on Shabbos also. Though I've never heard or saw anybody that did this on Shabbos. Al tikkun l'chora wouldn't be considered a problem of tikkun, like it's mavur from that mishabura. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kechasa conveniently leaves out the aspect of Shabbos when he's talking about it, even though he's talking about it when he gets to Shabbos. He says, on Yantif, you shouldn't do Hagolas Kalim, because if it was boiled water, then you could. But you never matzes it on Shabbos for some reason. L'chora, you should have the same heter v'etzem, as is k'tshuva, and that you're allowed to do it. However, I don't think that anybody... Why would it be allowed to? The shaila is, why would it be any different than Tvilas Kalim? Tvilas Kalim, the kli itself is betzem aser to use, it's aser in shtamshus. Before you use it. Over here, betzem, it's not aser ishtamshus. One of two reasons that you could say. Either because the kli itself, it's only blias that are inside, but the kli itself is betzem okay. You could use it for tzainin also, we find. There's ways to use the kli, even in reifin of ishtamshus of heter, as opposed to something which needs tefillas kelim. Tefillas kelim is not mutar on Shabbos, because that's more considered a tikkun, because you can't use the kli for anything. The kli betzem is aser, as opposed to if it just has blias that are aser, kli itself is not aser, or because there are ways to use it in an eifin of heter, and therefore for tzeinin, therefore wouldn't it be considered a lamaisa? I don't think that the meaning of the olim is to do that. Motel l'shamshit, maybe people just don't have a lot of people do have pots of water sitting on. I used to have it when I first got married for a number of years. That's the type of urn that I had. It was one of these big pots with the spout on it. And it was sitting on the blech the whole Shabbos. You could just do it without a problem. Do I go take off the top, put it on? Betzem, lachur, it should have been fine. What? But you still have it.
Water gets hotter.
It's hotter water than an urn. What is? An urn doesn't get that. It's not a rolling boil. I need the rolling boil. Mutter, interestingly enough, there's a little bit of a stira. The Mishnah Berurah says over here that if you want to be Mishar Shishim on Shabbos, then if you don't have to measure it, you don't have to pour it out into 60 cups or whatever it is, then it's not a problem. But to measure it, it is a problem. He says, Dafka l'shar b'dasu b'maret mar enof halimdoid loy afagav de medida mitzvah shari hacha nirikim esakin b'esam maizah b'yodayim. Mishnah Berurah brings it down from who? A prima gadim. If you look in Siman Shin Vav, Mishnah Berurah also quotes the halacha with regard to shishim from the prima gadim. Just over there, he says it a little different. Who adin the mutter limdaid kimei l'shar shir shishim levat le'ez itzer dekiven de l'islamid al das hara lehavi kovdim dechol prima gadim. Not exactly clear how the mission is going. Lamais Zif Chet Zif Tes talks about mutter l'shar shiv akelim kol davar chutz mikliketz begarzikin shushim reyayin kishvitiyach shiv nizkashim nishu memachik likliketzav shurach. To scrape down a kli kesef with something which is, I don't really know who does this. I did hear one story recently of somebody who called her a maid to clean the dishes and to shine the silver, and she used seal wool for both of them. I think that was her first and last day on the job. Generally, using steel wool or something which is going to be machik the silver is going to ruin the silver. If you want to just use a, they have these types of towels, the shmatas, that you could wipe it down, the chura, it should be mutter. The problem is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from a Maharil a very interesting halacha. And that is, Maharil ha-ya'oyser lishtif as ha-schuchis b'shibay l'shul, you can't use oats to rub down the glass. La-tirai. La-tirai means to make it shine. V'tzorech tam lama. Mishnah Berurah brings it down, he says, I don't know why. Maybe he holds it, you just let it wash them, you're not allowed to shine them. He brings down the Sharitzi in a different teretz that, no, those that say that the Maharal was just talking about that you're doing it for after Shabbos, but for, and then even to wash it's a problem, but there's no Betzim Isser in Latzirei. Interestingly enough, the Shmir Shavsky Chos, I'm not exactly sure why, Shmir Shavsky Chos brings down when he's talking about these halachas, he says that you let it, when you're drying a dish, you could rub it very hard, a glass, that it should shine. However, when he's talking about silver, he says you're not allowed to polish silver on Shabbos, and that's even with something that doesn't have any silver polish. It's just a towel that you want to use to shine it. The etzem fact that you're shining it, that's a problem. They're actually one halach after the next, and he actually quotes Shin Chav Gimel Ches as the makar for both of these. Not exactly sure why it is. Maybe the shining of the glass was less than the Rosham Zalman's matter because it's not Shibay L'Shul, therefore it's mutter. So then the question is, when it comes to the silver, why should it be any different? Not exactly sure where the Mokum is. So I don't think that people it shines. Definitely, for example, when a person puts on wax on their shoes and then they buff it afterwards, it gets shiny. No question about it. I don't know what it is that causes it to get shiny. What is the why it is that way? However, the price can bring down that from here. L'chor, one should not buff their shoes. One should not make their shoes shiny. I'll pay this ma'aril. So even though you're not there, it could be taka worse because it could be that you're doing something to the wax itself also. Memachik. The last halach is Ein Chayfim Kelim B'Melach V'Shemelach Nimcha Kishev B'Chaz Chazaka. It's talking about washing dishes, one should not wash dishes with something which is going to, a type of salt or anything which is going to melt inside of the water, it's going to dissolve inside of the water. Now, using a regular sponge is also an issue, like the Aruch HaShulchan points out, and he says Minig Noshi Didan. The meaning of our woman is that on Shabbos, women only wash the dishes with their hands without any sponge, he says. Without any of the things that they use during the week. Many people, they use a plastic bag. Some people talk that they wash the dishes just with their hands on Shabbos. And some people use, they have a plastic bag. And when we did the Al-Nasita, we saw that there's plenty of kosher on Shabbos, also sponges. However, one should be careful that some of them look very, very similar. Even the ones that have a hechsher on it, if you agree to the hechsher design, which is okay, I do also from many of them. However, you just have to make sure that you pick up the right one on Shabbos, because it can very well border on the Shiloh of the right.